afternoon. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio, 93.5. The Drive with Say and Piper. As mentioned, no Piper on his way out to Omaha. You'll hear from him tomorrow at 4:30, getting ready for Illinois and Morehead State. And then hopefully, as long as the Illini take care of business, you'll hear again from Pipes on Friday at 4:30 before that game against either BYU or Duquesne. Now, we will not do the show Thursday because Illinois, the game is at 2:10, which essentially eats up a lot of our show. And I'm going to be honest with you, as much as you guys are great to us and are great listeners, you're not listening to us that day, right? You're watching that game or listening to that game. So we're going to be off Thursday, and so we'll have a chance, Kyle and I, to watch the game as well. Let's go to the Tapman's Towing phone line. Welcome in our guy, Luke Goody. What's up, my man?
Yes, sir. What's up? What's up?
I mean, Big Ten tournament champion. How nice is that? And I assume those never get old.
Yeah, no, they don't. It's something I'll remember for the rest of my life for sure. That was a pretty special moment yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Absolutely. Luke, you got behind by double digits in each one of those games. And while I'm out and about in public, a lot of people are always asking me questions about that. So I'll ask you. Is there a worry to that? Is that like, you know, obviously that's not something you want to do. And the other obvious is that you came back and won the game. So maybe we shouldn't put much emphasis on that. But certainly you don't want to fall behind double digits in a game. So kind of what went wrong there? And is that something you guys have tried to address here in a couple of days after?
Yeah, well, I just got done talking to Derek for the last 3-4 days about the same exact thing. So it's funny that you asked that now. But, you know, I think it's more of a good thing than a bad thing in terms of I don't think it's, you know, too much of a worry that we got down like that, that we did. Just because, I mean, we were playing good teams. Ohio State was,
sure,
you know, borderline NCAA tournament team, won 6 of their last 7 before they played us. And, you know, Nebraska is a 9 seed in the tournament, and Wisconsin's a 5 seed. So we played 3 really good teams back to back to back. And, you know, sometimes games you just get down and you have to be able to come back. So I think, you know, us being down and having the maturity and the ability to come back in those games, this is more of a good thing than something that you need to worry about.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that. And I think being an experienced team probably helps with that, correct? You guys aren't going to look around and start to panic. You guys understand, hey, we've been here before. We understand what it takes to get back in this game. So having the experience, you know, we talk about that a lot, and people probably say, well, put a thumbprint on exactly what that means. That's probably a perfect example of what that means.
Yeah, it is. That's definitely a good example of what it means to have a mature team and a team that's been through a lot because, I mean, between everybody on this roster, they've been through a situation as close to a situation as we were in the last 3 games as you can be. I mean, there were guys that, you know, we played through that before. We played through games like that before. We did 3 games in a row. So, you know, knowing that we got enough on the court and in the locker room to win those games like that, that's all you need to know. And, you know, the coaches did a great job keeping us locked in throughout the game, regardless of the score. And, you know, we were able to finish games too. You know, a lot of college games you'll watch, a team will be down big and come back, and they just don't have enough to make it all the way through the game. And, you know, all 3 games, we were able to come back all the way and maintain the lead throughout.
Let's put something to rest here on March 19th of 2024. There's always talk about, well, is it really that important to win the Big Ten tournament? You got to play 3 games or 4 or 5 now, and I don't even know what the hell next year brings with 58 teams in this conference. But can we put that to rest? You guys want to win every game, correct? You don't go into this saying, well, look, if we get to Saturday, maybe get the 3 seed in the tournament, and then if we don't win it, whatever, you know, it's not a big deal. We got a bigger fish to fry coming up. Second time I've said that today. Can we put that to rest? I mean, you guys go into every game wanting to win, correct?
Yeah, for sure, especially when you have an opportunity to win a championship.
Yes.
You know, if somebody told you to their face that they don't care if they win the tournament championship or not, they'd be lying straight to your face, in my opinion. I think anybody on my team and in this program around here would say they'd take a Big Ten championship any day of the week. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's necessarily one of those things like, yeah, we got a Big Ten championship, but maybe we played too much and we're not ready for the tournament. Or I wish we only would have played 1 game so we would have been more rested up. I mean, we're going to go down in history as, you know, a team that won a Big Ten championship at the end of the day. You know, we're going to be remembered for that, and that's kind of cool to have that opportunity. And that's why, in my opinion, you come to a school like this is to have the opportunity of playing games like that, like a Big Ten championship.
Do we put too much emphasis on the NCAA tournament to where we don't appreciate, especially a Big Ten tournament title? I understand a regular season title. I've always deemed that the more impressive because you've done it over a 20-game schedule. But certainly getting hot and just being the better team at a tournament like that is something that's important as well. I'm not asking you to not put any emphasis on the NCAA tournament. I'm not dumb. I also understand how important that is with that starting this week. But do we sometimes as fans maybe not put enough emphasis on getting that banner to where you guys in 10 years and 20 years and 30 years, you can say, hey, look up in the top of that State Farm Center. I helped do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to put it, honestly. I mean, having the opportunity. I mean, the big dance is it's something that everybody wants to go and be successful at.
Sure.
And that's like the bottom line. You know, if we make it to the Elite Eight, Final Four, National Championship, somehow win the National Championship, then it'd be remembered for history. But people got to realize, too, you know, I see Coach Bragg gets a lot of hate on social media and stuff like that for not going far in the tournament and not winning games in the tournament. But, I mean, think about where Illinois basketball was from 2005 until he got the top.
I don't think
there
about that anymore.
There was not much to celebrate about, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so then you got to kind of put it in that perspective. Okay, well, you know your program's in a good spot when people aren't happy about the Big Dance outcomes and they're kind of throwing it to the side that we've won 3 Big Ten championships in the past 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
So, yep. Amen.
You know, it's one of those things, like, we're going to go into March Madness and we want to win the thing. We want to win the whole tournament. That's our goal, is to be national champions, and we're going to do everything in our possible will to do that. But at the end of the day, you know, having the championship is it's a pretty cool thing.
Well said.
Luke, how's the back feeling? It looked like you were in some pain there on Sunday. Saw you in a brace on the bench. Are you going to be good to go this week?
Yeah, I'm good. I got a little bone bruise in my lower back. I jumped up to get a rebound, and somebody undercut me, and, you know, for some reason there was a foul on me, so I landed pretty hard. But it was a heating pad. Those things like that I wear on my knee, I know Dustin wears one on his knee on the bench. Those are just heating pads. That's so we can stay warm, like, after warm-ups and stuff. Like, some people, like, worry about that and think that that's, like, an injury. That's actually it's a heating pad. So I wouldn't put a heating pad on my back just to keep it warmed up.
I'm guessing Coleman whined for you when that happened because you were too hurt.
Yeah, he better have.
He better have.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to whine about every call for himself. He needs to whine for his teammates, right?
I didn't know if maybe you were playing it off a little bit for a little extra CBS, you know, little extra TV coverage of Luke Goody, or were you legitimately bone bruised here on the back?
No, yeah, that one hurt. That one hurt big time. Yeah, I don't do much faking. That one was not fake. I promise you that.
Luke, you had a big game against Nebraska in the semifinal, 4 threes. First time in a little bit there that you saw multiple shots go in like that. What can that do for a shooter like you heading into the big dance this week to see a flurry of those go in like that, especially on the stage that it was?
Yeah, it definitely, you know, gets me in a rhythm of things, gets confidence and stuff like that. But, you know, it's not necessarily for myself. You know, I think it's what the team needed, to be honest. I mean, we were tied it up, came back from down 15 and tied it up. And, you know, the starters did a great job the first 10 minutes of the first half. And, you know, at that point, it was time for me and Dan and Justin to come in and try and make an impact. And, you know, I got a couple looks. The first one in the corner was wide open, so if I didn't hit that, then we'd have big issues. But, you know, the second one, top of the key, banked inside. You know, it was banked in, didn't call it, but it went in. So, you know, it's just that situation where, you know, I got confidence. You know, I know I can play and help the team at a high level, win some games, and you know, I'm just going to take that confidence into this tournament.
It feels like, Luke, and you'll know this one day when you're watching the NCAA tournament and not playing in it, although I know growing up you probably watched a ton of it, but now that you've kind of had that experience of playing in it and still are, it feels like to me as a fan, when 2:10 rolls around on Thursday and you guys tip it off, don't get me wrong, for the fan, there's a lot of nervousness. We're not able to check into a game and forget everything, right? And not have any liquid in my mouth because it's, you know, my mouth has gone dry because you're running up and down the court. I have a different form of liquid, being maybe a possible Busch Light in there. But the thought here, though, is that when it tips off, it just feels like a different game to a fan. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Does it feel different to you guys, or is it just like any other game during a season?
You know, I could sit here and tell you that, you know, it's like every other game, but I'd be lying. You know, there's just a feel about it. It's a different aura. You know, it's like it's springtime. The weather's getting nice.
Yes.
I know it's not campaign, but in Omaha, it's 60 degrees, and, you know, our buses are getting police escorted, and there's logos of March Madness all over downtown Omaha, and in the lobby of the hotel, and all the hotel workers were clapping, and people were pictures and cameras. Like, wow. There's just a different feel to it. It's just a whole another level of stuff. Like, I told the freshman Dre in practice today, I said, bro, you'll never forget this either. This is like March Madness is the coolest thing basketball wise that I've done. It's like there's just nothing like it. It's like everybody's there. Everybody across the country is watching it. That watches basketball. It's the thing of March. Like you're like literally in the spotlight of the whole country of sports in March. It's pretty cool.
So that said, Luke, how do you get it out of your head? Can you once the game starts? Probably.
Yeah. Once the game starts, I mean, you have a little more nerves, you know, just traditionally before the game starts, but after that first play and you break a sweat, it kind of goes out of the mind. And then it's just, you know, you got to do what you got to do to win the game. So,
yeah.
It's just kind of everything leading up to the tip-off is just a little extra. But once you get there and in the game and in the motion of the game, it's not that big of a deal.
Have you ever gone to Quincy and said, let me do the tip so I can be the first guy on the ball is tipped? And it's Luke Goody.
Yeah, no, I would look so goofy if I tried to do the jump ball.
We're not doing that. Hey, can you explain real quick, and then we'll let you go here. Explain real quick what the week has looked like. Obviously, you guys win it all in Minneapolis on Sunday. And by the way, I'm not asking you to talk about the brackets or anything, but I'll say it. You guys, what the hell are you playing the last game Sunday and then one of the first games Thursday? That doesn't seem fair to me, but whatever. It is what it is. You guys don't care. You're going to play. But what have you done? Give me the play-by-play, if you will, a little bit of since Sunday night. I assume you came home. Well, I know you came home that night and had a raucous welcoming here at Willard. Now then, take me forward from there on how things work for you guys leading up to the game at 2:00 Thursday.
Yeah, so it was a pretty cool experience. Like, we've never made it to the championship since I've been there in the tournament. So right after the tournament got over and we took our pictures on the stage and everything, we went into a back room, and I don't know if you watched the selection show, but we were on TV and stuff with the trophy. So that was a pretty cool experience. And then after that, we flew home, got greeted by the Illinois fans, the great Illinois fans, which was awesome as well. But, you know, yesterday the coaches did a great job. They gave us an off day. We had a meeting at 4:00 just to go over travel and all that stuff. And it was a recovery day, honestly. So I was in the gym from 2 to 6 probably doing recovery, you know, including the meeting and everything, just making sure my body felt good to go. And, you know, we had practice early this morning because we're on the tournament at the NCAA's time for flight.
Sure,
so we had a flight this morning. Practiced this morning, did a little bit of recovery, hopped on a flight, and we just landed. So technically right now we're in study hall, so I should be doing homework, but it's all good. I got
Well, hey, listen, you just got a degree in 3 years in finance. Luke, I think you're doing fine, man.
Yeah, I got to get this assignment done, then I'll be doing even better.
Well, hey, and speaking of that, congratulations on that, man. Was it finance? Am I saying that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's incredible to do that in 3 years. Well, listen, good luck this week. I want to badly talk next week about a Sweet 16 appearance for the Fighting Illini with you. So good luck this week. Let's get it done. I know it's one game at a time here. We're not going to look ahead. So good luck against Morehead State, Luke, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Good stuff, buddy. Luke Goody, man. I was wondering if he'd want to do the tip, you know, like the ball is tip.
Yeah, but then it's just one tip off out of like the 32 games.
You know what he'd rather do? Hit the three that gets him to the Final Four, and then he slides on the court or whatever, you know. And, yeah, that's exactly what he'd do. Let's do some more taxes. Ooh, taxes, I know. The deadline is Tuesday, April 16, and that day is quickly approaching. So let Busey and their associates help with expert advice for this. Don't forget to contribute to a retirement account if you can. That helps you keep money in your pocket. Organize your records, file electronically, and then when you get money back, if you do, you lucky ones, pay down debt. How about that? Build savings, retirement, investment accounts, or establish an emergency fund. Tax laws are complex and change frequently. The experts at Busey suggest you consult your tax advisor before making investments and tax decisions. Visit Busey.com to get started today on your maximum refund. Busey, member FDIC. I'm out of here. Kyle's taking you to the top. I'm on my way to a high school baseball game. Kyle, thank you. And thanks to Luke Goody for joining us on the Tapman's Towing phone line. I'm going to have you read our great sponsors that make Luke Goody possible. I'm going to find that for you because I didn't have it in front of me. Is it over by you? We're doing this on the air.
I don't have it either.
We will try to find that to make sure that we give our great sponsors their due on having Luke Goody on. So we'll try to do that. If we do, you'll hear about it next. It is The Drive.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Important voter alert. The radical left is coming after your voice in Springfield, Adam Niemer, with more than $300,000. It's the same group that tried to kick President Trump off the ballot. The same extremists funding Adam's opponent's campaign are the same ones indoctrinating our classrooms with an extreme woke agenda. On March 19th, reject their puppet candidate. Fill in the bubble next to the write-in line and write in Adam Niemer for state representative. Once again, fill in the bubble and write in Adam Niemerg.
Paid for by the committee to elect Adam Niemerg.
This is Eddie Clare, president of Paul's. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Paul's is looking for experienced fabricators and millwrights to join our team on both first and second shifts. We have a great benefit package, including 2 weeks of paid vacation from day one, a company bonus, health, vision, dental for you and for your family, a 401k with a match. We also offer tuition reimbursement and on-the-job training programs for less experienced fabricators and millwrights. Let Paul's create big possibilities for you, your career, and your life. Apply online at paulsmachine.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Think warm thoughts and get your pool plans ready now. Buy a membership at the Urbana Park District Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. There's a huge discount for individual and family memberships. Go in person to the Phillips Recreation Center or the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Call 217-367-1544. Check out the pool with the Urbana Park District. You belong here. UrbanaParks.org. Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Good vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team. Steve, I have a question.
Shoot!
We've talked about Sony, but I know you have LG and Samsung too. Aren't they all kind of the same?
Ah, that's a tough one. Samsung is famous for their bright, colorful picture and the frame TV.
They look like art, right? What about LG?
Okay, Sony invented OLED, but LG perfected OLED manufacturing. That efficiency makes LG the number one selling OLED TV in the country, and their build quality is excellent.
Yeah, they're really flat too. So, why Sony?
Sony makes movies, cameras, monitors. Accurate image is crucial. Colors, skin tones, contrast, motion handling are just some of what Sony does better. Sony buys panels from Samsung and LG and improves them with their own video processing.
Wait, a Sony might have an LG screen?
Yeah, or even Samsung. You've heard how a great coach can take your team and beat his?
I get it. Sony can use other guys' parts and still make a winning product?
All to get that red hair just the right shade and no blur on the swish.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper. No Tay, no Piper the rest of the way. You got me for the next 30 minutes, although you'll really have Brett Bielema here coming up in a second. Want to get you a little bit of the Illini football head coach. Met with the media for the first time ahead of the start of spring football practice yesterday. So we'll get you some of that here in a second. First off, do want to thank Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend, First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted, and Max Twin City Recycling, the great sponsors of the Luke Goody segment every week. Great interview with Luke, as always. But let's hear from Brett Bielema. Shared some thoughts on some injuries. There's a couple injuries to take note of heading into spring ball for Illinois. He hit on those, hit on a couple of the new coaches he brought in, including Clint Sintem, the outside linebackers coach recently hired. He also met with the media. Might get you some of that a little bit later on in the week. And just some overall thoughts on what he's looking for from this Illini football roster heading into spring ball. Here is Brett Bielema.
I think you've got a chance to be in front of all the new guys, and obviously Barry and Aaron. Thought I'd just do a couple house cleaning items. Obviously, tomorrow we'll start our first spring practice. We'll get these 15 practices. For the majority, we're going to go every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, just because of class conflicts and the ability to kind of get what we need to do on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We'll start practices pretty early on Tuesday and Thursday, literally be done by about a little before 9 o'clock every day. So our meeting starts at 6. We'll be on the field roughly about 7 and go till about 9. The only caveat to that, during Easter weekend, I'm going to actually We practiced before on Saturday of Easter weekend. I just think that weekend to have that ability to have kids go home, we'll practice on that Friday and then let the guys go. We won't practice on Saturday of Easter weekend. And that's the only adjustment to the schedule we've kind of made. You know, it's still 15 practices, to have basically the same rules from a year ago. Just talked to a lot of coaches from a year ago to now about the setup of spring ball. I think the portal world makes a lot of people think about what they're doing, how they're doing it. Some teams don't even really have a scrimmage anymore, but I think the ability to have guys play together, communicate and talk as few times as we get is still pretty important, but we will modify a little bit of how we go about spring ball this year, but it really won't be much from the outside world looking in. A couple of injury-wise, we do have some guys, you know, not sure what Barry and Aaron covered, but on offense side, Caden Fagan is coming along great, doing an unbelievable job, looks good, has been more and more involved, but he will not be able to have contact and involved in spring ball. Jordan Anderson, same deal, recovering extremely well from his ACL, but he won't be cleared for spring ball. Henry Boyer looks great, incredibly excited about his bright future, but unfortunately, because of his injury rehab timetable, he will not be able to have a spring ball session as well. That's on offense. Those guys will be out. And on defense side of the ball, obviously, you guys knew of the injury to Kanena Odulaga. He won't be involved in spring drills, but will be in his rehab. He looks great. He looks like he's been in the thick of it the whole way, but he's limited on his recovery plan now to be engaged spring ball. Xavier Scott also had a couple different procedures done during the out of season, won't be with us through spring ball as well on defense. And then a new one, just about 2 weeks old, James Crutes. Unfortunately, James had an injury to his chest and required surgery. So it's going to be okay, but he won't be able to go through anything with us during spring ball. So that one is new that you probably didn't know anything about, but other than that, we'll have some guys with some soft tissue. We got a couple of guys that have had some hamstrings coming out of the end of winter conditioning, but should be pretty full go for the beginning of fall spring camp here, and then we'll adjust it as it is. The only other thing, you know, with this time of year, we're going to kind of start in the red area here the first week here, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Our first full padded practice will be on Saturday, and then next week we'll jump into out in the field work. Try to give you guys at least once or twice a week an opportunity to come to watch some of the drill work and see exactly where some of these guys have progressed. But just really excited. Obviously, a group of players, a group of coaches. Couldn't be more excited about the four new coaches we brought in. Also, offensively, Byron Bell and Art Sikowski did a release on those guys stepping in a new role. So just a really fun time in the building here. And we'll see where we can go. With that, I'll open it up for questions.
Hi, Coach. What specifically would you like to accomplish this spring on the defensive side of the ball with Aaron Henry starting his second year as the coordinator amidst some significant changes, you know, on the staff and some roster turnover?
Yeah, you know, two things. I think in spring ball, it doesn't matter offense, defense, special teams. If somebody want to ask me the same question, offense, what we're going to try to do is obviously take the things that we learned during the out of season in our review, our season analysis, our critiques, try to improve on the things we need to improve on. We try to build upon the strengths. And then overall, collectively with our roster, we obviously have a lot of returning players. Want to see the development of that, but we want to see the new skill set that are new players that we haven't had a chance to be with on both sides of the ball. And in the kicking game, see what they have, right? And then just the number one goal is to get better every day. You know, we have 5 week window here of spring ball to get ready, for basically fall camp. And you got 5 weeks here that we're going to get that work done. When we start with fall camp, we literally have 4 weeks of fall camp before we have game week, right? So it's really taking advantage of every day, trying to improve on it and make ourselves better at the beginning of the day than we were at the end of every day than when we started.
Aaron talked about, trying to find some players that can help him this spring, and on the defensive front, how have the newcomers looked in terms of the guys you brought in from the portal?
Yeah, very excited. I think we did a lot of diligence a year ago. Some of these guys that came to reality for us in the months of December and January, guys that we had been on for a number of months, number of weeks evaluating. Literally the first day of live recruiting was very strategic about where I was, what I did. And in the month of January, I'm sorry, the month of December in general, a lot of our high school recruiting was done, right? We really had done with been done with that since June. So it was really portal work. And I think overall, I'm going to be very excited of what we've seen so far. But yeah, to see Anthony Johnson, to see Sledge, to see Dennis Briggs up front, to see Daniel Brown on the edge, to see Chase Canada in the back end. There's a number of guys. And then high school players coming in, Angela McCollum, Demetrius as well. Just really excited. Don't really want to give any, you know, pressure or thoughts, but those guys have been impressive in the building and impressive to their teammates to this point. Do have one position change on defense too. Just in conversations with our guys about opportunities that would go forward. I think the only other offensively, Jared Beatty will move to the inside backer room and give us some a new person to work with in there. Had been really good on the outside, but I think just overall want to kind of give just kind of a refresher, right? He had been in the outside backer room, had been banged up during fall and spring camp, and to get him in the inside backer room, which he had played in high school, wanted to see what that looks like, and he's excited to be there.
Brett, I just want to follow up on something you tweeted I was going to ask you about. You had all these transfers to obviously help you right away, but the development of your returning guys, the first couple of recruiting classes you brought in, what do you want to see this spring, and what usually do you see to feel good about that going into the fall?
You know, it's just really growth, to be honest, Jeremy. It's seeing guys that, you know, a year ago looked like this. I mean, some guys are going to jump on. Alex Bray looks like an incredibly different person on the defense side of the ball. Just really just movement wise, skill set. Trey Smith, again, a guy that came in a year ago in January, to see where he is right now on the perimeter. Zach Tobey looks a lot different, got a lot more bumps in all the right places. Just certain guys physically, you know, we did a 13-point weekly evaluation during the 8 weeks of spring football, or of winter conditioning, that we literally did a daily checkbook on weight gain or loss or maintenance, whatever it was, accountability to their teammates in several categories, and accountability to the locker room, accountability to the academic world, and really saw the emotional and the mental development of a lot of our players as well, which you really don't see until they get on the field. So it's been a fun time to watch, and I'm excited to see the results.
Just a few years of building this roster, Brett, how do you feel about the development in the way it's going? Obviously, you developed a lot of NFL guys here recently. So how do you feel about those guys coming up behind them?
Yeah, you know, case in point, you take the outside backer room and Seth Coleman, who, you know, was a young player in our system when we first got here, to see the way he looks right now and know that he forgave a chance to go to the NFL. But some of the guys we've recruited since I've been here, Alec Bryan, I'm just so excited to see what he can do, where he's at. And, you know, just stay in that room. Trey Smith, like I said, Mason Morgan, these guys look totally different than they were in the fall. And you know, let alone Gabe Akis, who looks great falling off a truck, right? Like, I mean, he just naturally has that skill set. But, you know, inside, Dylan Rosiak is a guy that, you know, when we got here, you know, obviously signed on a Wednesday before I took the job, but just been impressed with his physical development and growth. And as our lead play caller now, especially with Kanena out, that kind of to see his emotional and physical growth take part. And then the back end to see Matt Bailey, he'd be the other guy. I'm sorry, Matt won't be able to do anything for us this spring, but he is right on the cusp of being ready. He's chomping at the bit, running full go now. And unfortunately, it won't go through spring, but there's a guy, case in point, that he walks through the door. All these new coaches, when we hired them, they're like, who, where's he playing? Like, because he does have that look, he might be able to play a couple different spots, and you see our guys get excited about the way those guys look, appear, and walk. It's been pretty fun.
Brett, in terms of Luke Altmyer, just how excited are you based off of the journey that he had last year to see what kind of development you can have in these 15 practices with him and what he can get accomplished as he enters this next year?
You know, good question. Obviously, everybody always wants to talk about the cues, right? And Luke, coming from where he was a year ago to come into this system, to be with us all January, February, March, kind of in these conversations about how we're tweaking, modifying the things that we did a year ago, maybe can actually do some things that build to his strengths rather than not knowing who he is or what he is. I think in a QB room, especially, one of the things that's about, I think, challenging with spring football is you want guys that have played winning football for, or guys that we feel have played winning football, to see the growth that they can make. But on the same account, you know, to have guys in that room, Donovan Leary in particular, right, a guy that we're really excited to see where he's at. But now you got Kirkland Michaud, you got Trey Petty, you got Cal, you got these guys where maybe you don't want to give them the same menu as you do, right, at all positions, because you want to just see, hey, can they execute and play football? I don't want to slow down guys to see if they can play our scheme. I want to see if they can play football. We can build them off of that, right? So in the inside linebacker room, another guy, Malachi Hood, isn't going to be able to go with us. But, you know, a couple of these young linebackers, a couple of the young DBs, find out where these guys are and see how they can play offensively. Ashton Hollins, Malik Elzey, Rio coming in from a junior college world. Like, you got these guys who look good, run good, and you're excited to see them work, but you want to see how they play football, and that's a big deal.
One of the things Barry talked to us about with Luke was he kept using the word urgency, Brett. I want to see an urgency out of him. Is that part of what you always talk about with taking somebody maybe out of their comfort zone and seeing how they can get better and then take another step?
Well, I Barry, coaches Q, so he works with him on a daily basis. I think one of the things that Luke brings to the table, he brings a skill set throwing-wise that I don't know if I've had a quarterback that has as good a skill set of throwing the ball as him. He's got the ability to throw the deep ball, the short ball, the intermediate ball, and he has nice touch, right? I was watching, everybody, obviously, Wisconsin played Illinois in basketball last night, so right away I go back to the, I'm literally sitting in my office watching the basketball game on one TV, and I was watching our Wisconsin game because I couldn't get it out of my head, right? And I know at the end of the first half, he made a cut on a 4th-and-2 call that went vertical for about 17 yards that I was like, that's an incredibly athletic play that you kind of forgot about in the course of the year, but it was a big play in that moment, right? So Luke has a lot of skills that I think maybe a year ago at this time, we didn't know he had, and we can build around those things. But I think urgency might be one that Barry, I know, talks about. I just think, you only go as far as your starting queue, right? And for us to go where we want to go, Luke has a lot of growth. On the flip side of it, you look at last year after the Penn State game, I think the next course of next 3 to 4 games, he was 10 touchdowns to 2 interceptions, which you can live with, right? And unfortunately, the Minnesota game, changed the direction of his season, right? And I want to see that growth. I know Tank literally every week has talked about the growth of Luke Altmyer in the weight room in front of our guys, and really excited to see that come to life.
Hey, Brett, running back, is Josh available for you this spring?
Yeah, Josh McCray, obviously. Yeah, Josh. I would guess, Joey, probably, I think it'd be fair to say, so we kind of have this, especially in offense, this group of players that have played, right, and kind of know the playbook and also just kind of the expectation. Then you have this large subset of guys that haven't played a lot of football and will maybe keep the package a little smaller, a little tighter, a little bit less paralysis through analysis and just let them play, right? And Josh is the one guy at the running back position who's played a lot of football. He's had 2 years where injuries have played a significant factor in his PT, right? But he's been in every meeting, everything. He looks great. Him and I would say Aiden Loffrey, I would say probably take the majority of the ones, in that role and see where that can go. And then we have a cast of other guys that will be taking that next group, that subset of things. And then we'll involve Caden and Jordan Anderson. They aren't allowed to do a lot of physical contact, but they can do some things during course of practice that'll get them involved in the offense.
And then a defensive back, Brett, what do you hope that you guys can sort out in that secondary this spring that you can kickstart obviously into the summer and the fall?
Miles Scott is obviously a guy that we're expecting to kind of take the next step of leadership, right? Like I talked to him early in January, February, and he's really done a good job about getting those guys together. One of the changes we'll make philosophically, it's something I've always believed in. When I hired Ryan, he kind of wanted to go in a world where it was separated the DB world. I'd always had those guys my entire coaching career. One coach had coached all 4 of those guys. So when we made this change, I talked to Aaron in December when he decided to make a change was to bring everybody under one roof, right? So David and him will coach the secondary together in one room and then they'll break off and kind of work with each other. David's worked with corners and safeties, much like Aaron has. So I really like that growth and that room in particular. You know, I want to see Mac Resetich, what he can bring to the world. Demetrius Hill is another guy that unfortunately won't be able to do a lot in the spring, but he's a guy that I think Mac, TJ, you know, we've got a couple of nice additions in the DB world. Chase Canada, I think, will play a little bit of that kind of Xavier Scott corner to nickel type world, and see where we are. I'm really excited. Caleb Patterson, T. Strain, Zach Toby, Jaheim Clark at the safety position. Elijah McCantos is a guy that's been very impressive during the winter drills here, to see exactly where he's at and where he's gone, and just really find out who our top, you know, four to five safeties and top four to five corners are.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
Coach, I know this is an important time of year for your team, but will you have a chance on Thursday to watch basketball?
I wish I could go. We actually, unfortunately, we have a high school coaches clinic starts Thursday night, and I'm scheduled to speak at, I believe, 6:30, which is in direct contrast, I think, with what we need to get done. I reach out to Brad and several of his staff every day. Couldn't be more excited. I think one of the things that really intrigued me when I came here, you know, Brad, I think Josh called me on Monday. I think Brad called me on Tuesday during the recruiting process and just immediately identified. He and I have a very good friend, Greg Lansing, used to be head coach at Indiana State. He introduced us, Brad and I, kind of for the first time in my career. I'm in the same age category and background and history as my head basketball coach. Really, because of Josh's guidance, you know, the basketball arena was set up with some recovery stuff that we didn't quite have here yet. So, you know, his staff was awesome with us during the season and letting some of our guys coming off soft tissue was unbelievable, letting us use his facility. A lot of our guys, I know a lot of our guys interact with them. And yeah, I will watch every chance I get. Love to go to the women's game Thursday night as well, if I can get but we have the clinic here, so it's kind of a bad timing for us in that regard. But hopefully if things go well on Thursday, we'll be able to watch it on Saturday.
You've talked about this in the past. How important is their success to your success? I mean, the basketball team that you play off each other, correct?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a great parallel. Josh and I had conversations about maintaining success, right? Like I began to think about my career, right? Early in my career at Iowa was Dr. Tom and Hayden, which, well, I know a lot of Illinois fans don't want to hear that, right? But that's the world I grew up in, right? And then, you know, I went to Kansas State and there was a little bit of a combo platter there. But when I went to Wisconsin, especially with Bo and Barry, I saw that. And then I was able to be a part of that. And then Gardo and I were young assistants and got to know each other real well. I actually had watched that game Friday with him, shot Gardo a text, and lo and behold, we're playing against each other on Sunday. And then to come here to have Brad on the front end of it. And also, you know, just in this world that we're in, you know, I know, you know, basketball does very well in the transfer world, right? Which I think then kind of gave us a blueprint of what we could do here, just budgeting wise, right? Our basketball program is one of the best in the conference and in the country. And we can kind of jump into that category. You can see the benefits of what that brings, right? So a lot of positives and a lot of correlations. And I also think, you know, that some of those guys would probably, as good as they look in basketball uniforms, would look really good in football uniforms if they wanted to. I can just envision. I'm a big Danger fan. Like, it was ironic. I was talking to a recruit of ours that's in state here, a basketball player right down the road. And we were talking before the game, and he asked me who our favorite player was. And, you know, there's a couple that you would gravitate to. But I mentioned Danger just because I love what he looks like and plays like and kind of that attitude. I had a player that played from Waupun, Wisconsin, that I went to his high school or his home, and it was in Waupun, and it was a home on the outside, looked normal. And you went on the inside, it was actually a log cabin. It was one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had in my life. So that always jumps out to me. So to see him have his success and to see his family celebrate. It's just an awesome environment to watch.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Hey, Brett, a little specific here, but I see that in-helmet communications is up for approval next month. Is that something you're anticipating and going to be using this spring? And how do you see that transition happening if it does come to fruition?
Yeah, great question, Scott. It's 100%. I don't think it's needing approval. It's going to happen. I think it's going to be the NFL model. There's been a lot of conversation. At first, I started hearing like 3 to 5, maybe even more on both sides of football, but I think it's going to get down to the NFL, one headset communication on both sides at any given time. So naturally on offense, it'll be our cue. On defense, it'll be the signal caller in the front end or the back end. For us in the spring, we're only allotted 3. So our number one and number two quarterback will have that, and we're going to put one on the defense side and rotate through with it and kind of see where it goes. Also, this year, I believe we're going to have tablet technology on the sideline, which allows us to see the game a little more clear as it happens and unfolds. So those two categories, I've been, you know, even when I was, heck, back in 2010, maybe 11, I tried to get it when replay came into Big Ten, it was on a 1-year trial basis, but before anybody else used it. So I tried to use that same rule to get it into the college world back then. And then I tried to get in the SEC when I was at Arkansas. So to have it finally come full circle now, I think, any introduction is good. I think we should have more of it, not less of it. And catch up. There's nothing more frustrating than on a bye week to go watch a high school game and see them watch a game live on the sidelines and have sideline technology during a game. And to think we're watching a high school team and we got a Division I football program with all this money available to it. So it's good to see us finally enter the equation, and where it goes is, I'm sure they'll ask coaches, but a lot of that's up to the higher arcs that make that happen.
Thank you.
Robert, nothing, man. You never get to sleep last night? You got no questions? Or?
I looked for you on Kirby. I got home about 3. I'm guessing.
I have a 5-year-old today, so we were knee deep in a birthday celebration because I left this morning about 4:30 this morning, and I'm not getting home till late, so I had to celebrate a birthday a day early. So that was my celebration.
I had to get up and return the rental car before 8, so I'm useless today.
Love it.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
You've heard about the doggy bag, right?
From Bulldog Disposal Muhammad, a 6 cubic yard canvas bag that can be used for easy cleanup instead of a big dumpster. The one-time use bag is now available and you can save the delivery charge. Get the doggy bag at Do It Best Hardware in Champaign at 107 West Springfield. So fill up the bag, call Bulldog Disposal, have it disposed of, and you'll be organized. Go to bulldoggybag.com for all the details. That's bulldoggybag.com.
Important voter alert. The radical left is coming after your voice in Springfield, Adam Niemer, with more than $300,000. It's the same group that tried to kick President Trump off the ballot. The same extremists funding Adam's opponent's campaign are the same ones indoctrinating our classrooms with an extreme woke agenda. On March 19th, reject their puppet candidate. Fill in the bubble next to the write-in line and write in Adam Niemer for state representative. Once again, fill in the bubble and write in Adam Niemerg.
Paid for by the committee to elect Adam Niemerg.
Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Firestone Tires can make all the difference on the road. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, just off Neal Street. Call 217-352-4286.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto. Proven trusted your friends and family.
Celebrate the Big Ten champion Fighting Illini during March Madness at Pia's. Watch all the NCAA tournament action on Pia's multiple flat screens. Enjoy specials on buckets of beer with your choice of Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Dos Equis. Pia's, home of the Slugger Burger, will be serving up all your favorite ballgame food. Don't forget the famous fish sandwich, available every Friday 11 to 7 p.m., and the Big Tito's Bloody Mary for all those early games. See you at Pia's. Go Illini.
We all have a mission in life, something that drives us to explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Good stuff today. NCAA tournament hoops kicking off tonight. First four in Dayton. Wagner and Howard will kick off the tournament. 2-16 seeds. Winner gets the tall task of taking on North Carolina. Don't ask me to break that one down for you. Not sure I've watched either of those teams this year, but that'll get you started. 5:40 Central on True TV. And then one with a little bit more interest, Colorado State, Virginia, 8:10 p.m. on True TV. The total in that one, 121. So if you're a fan of defense, that one could get ugly. Should be a fun point guard battle, though. Isaiah Stevens for Colorado State, Reese Beekman for Virginia. That is a battle to watch in that game for sure. Thanks again to Luke Goody for joining us on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Great interview. As always, Lon and I will be back here tomorrow. We'll hear from Derek Piper as well, 4:30, and get you ready for Illinois and Moorhead State. This is The Drive.